Praise God. There's a lot of things that I don't know, but I'm glad that I know that my Redeemer liveth this morning. Praise God. Always good to be at the Highway of Holiness. Been quite a while since we've been here. Amen. Good to see Brother and Sister Collins and everybody that's a part of the Highway of Holiness. We love each and every one of you. Not even going to start naming names because some of these names I don't even remember. It's been so long since I've not been here and don't want to miss nobody. But appreciate each and every one of you this morning. Amen. And we love you very much. It's a privilege and an honor to be in service with you again today. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to St. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 1. I'll begin reading with verse number 40. You be praying for us. We're trying to complete a new church in Lake Placid. We're working on it with Brother and Sister Rufus Caraway. Amen. And we're trying to get that completed before camp meeting starting October the 13th. And Brother Randy Webb will be preaching our camp meeting. If you can, you come be a part of it. We'll be glad to have you in Lake Placid, Florida. Amen. And you be praying for us. We're working a lot at night, trying to get it finished. We're doing all the work ourselves. God's really helped us. God's blessed us. Amen. We need strength and prayer to finish it and complete it in the time due. A lot of permits having to be pulled and getting the county to cooperate. And you know how that goes with getting building permits and all of such as that and getting things passed. And it takes a couple weeks sometimes to get them to even come out after you get ready for them. So you be praying that everything will work together for us as we begin to serve the Lord and try to complete that work there. Amen. And we're looking for a great camp meeting. If you can't come, you be praying for a camp meeting. Yeah. That God would save the lost and bring in souls to the fold. Amen. St. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 1, beginning with verse number 40. The Bible said, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto him. But when he went out, he began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Amen. I want to take my text this morning out of verse number 40 and verse 41. The Bible said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And the latter part of verse 41 said, I will, be thou clean. And I feel like the Lord would have me to preach for you just a little while this morning on if you will, God will. Amen. If you will, God will. Could we stand? That's the anointing of God upon us today. Great God of heaven, our Father, we come before you this morning asking for the anointed power of the Holy Ghost to come down in this place. Set upon us this morning and anoint us to preach the Word of God for this hour. Touch the hearts and the minds of this congregation this morning and minister to every need that's present. Lord, you said in your Word you knew what we had need of even before we asked. We pray this morning, God, that every need in this building this morning would be met by the power and the anointing of Jesus Christ. We'll give you the praise and glory for it. The church says amen and amen. This is a very familiar passage of Scripture to us, and there's not a whole lot recorded here that you can just dig up a lot of history concerning, very short and brief and to the point, when this story was told about this leper that came to Jesus. Evidently he had heard a little bit about the Christ before he met him on this particular day, and maybe a few things had been told to him about the power of God working through Jesus and the miracles that were being performed and the marvelous works that were being done. But nevertheless, this man had great faith when he came to Jesus. And I thought Brother Mike Allen was singing this morning. What he was singing was going right along with what God gave me to preach here this morning. He had great faith in believing that Jesus could, because I want you to notice what he said. He said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. There was no doubt. There was no question about whether Jesus could. This leper knew Jesus could. And he put Jesus to the place where he had to either perform
or else he had to back up. Amen. And he knew that Jesus was a man of God. He knew he was a son of God. He knew that the power of God was in him. And he knew that it was compassion that moved him. And he knew that if he talked to Jesus just right, made his petition known to him, and let Jesus know that he believed in him and in nothing but him, he knew that Jesus would move with compassion and stretch forth his hand or speak the word or whatever was necessary to meet the need of this leper. And when he went to Jesus, he told him these words, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me whole." And Jesus, the Bible said, being moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said, "I will, be thou made clean." Amen. Just that simple. That's all it took, was this man believing upon him, having faith in Jesus Christ, and saying, "Lord, I know that you can. If you will, I know that you're able right now, Lord, to touch me and to heal me and to bring me, make my body whole." And we find that Jesus, being moved with compassion, done just what this young man expected out of him. And the Bible said that immediately that he was made whole and the leprosy departed from him. And you know what leprosy is all about? The rotting of the skin, deterioration of the skin, a very gross and very separated disease from all others. And nobody could be around the leper, but evidently this leper some way, somehow got to Jesus, because he knew that Jesus was his only hope. The priest couldn't help him, medicine couldn't help him, but he knew that Christ could. And when he came to him, he believed in him. He knew that medication was doing nothing for him. He knew the doctors had no cure of leprosy. He knew that the lepers were cast outside the city and separated, and there they just died, amen, separated from their family. But he knew if he could get to Jesus, if he could touch him, if he could get Christ's attention directed toward him, he knew that his case would be closed, and he knew that he could leave a different man on this particular day. We find in the Bible in many cases where people came to Jesus and believed upon him, and we find their faith being great in Christ Jesus. And we find some that throng Jesus that never asked of him, and therefore they never, Brother Collins, received of him. But all of those that ask of him receive from him. And we find in the scripture, in the 5th chapter, the 4th chapter of the book of Mark also, we find there was a little lady with an issue of blood for 12 years. The Bible said she had suffered many things and grew worse. She had spent all the money that she had. But there came a day when Jesus was coming through Jerusalem, and she said to herself, "If I could just touch a part of his clothes, I know that I'd be made whole." And so therefore she determined in her heart that she was going to press through the crowd, that she was going to get to Jesus. She was going to reach out and she was going to touch him, because she believed there was healing virtue in him that would not only make her whole, but touch her spirit, touch her mind, and touch her body, and everything that she had need of would be alright if she could just get to Jesus. Amen. We find that she tried to press her way through the crowd. The crowd was great. The throng was, the people were strong in Christ. They were all around him, and this little lady was weak in body. She was bent over from pain, but nevertheless she knew that this was her only hope. She didn't have any money left. The doctors had no hope in her, and she had no hope in them, but she knew if she could just touch Jesus that everything would be alright. And we find her putting forth the effort, and we find as she pressed through the crowd, no doubt she got knocked around and she got pushed back. There was probably people that told her to just wait their turn. There was other people that had gotten there first. "We're closer to him, just back off and let us alone and let us talk to Jesus." There was those that was walking with him that was just talking to him. They didn't have bodily affliction. They didn't see a need for their soul to be touched. They was just there because this was the Christ, and they wanted to be a part of his ministry. They wanted to be a part of the crowd. They wanted to be seen with him. But he was a woman that had an issue of blood, and she was getting worse every day. And she knew in her mind that if she let Jesus leave Jerusalem, that there was no more hope for her. that she'd only get worse and she'd probably die in her condition. And so she pressed her way through, and we find the Bible said that she reached out and touched the hem of her garment. Amen. I can just see this little lady as she's pressing through the crowd, as she stumbles and she falls on the rocky streets of Jerusalem. Her knees are scant, gravel in the palms of her hand, but she still puts forth the effort as she reaches out, and when she touches the hem of his garment, the Bible said immediately the issue of blood was dried up, and immediately she was made whole. I preach to you a little bit this morning, church. If you'll put forth just a little bit of effort, if you'll reach out to Jesus this morning as he's a person behind this service, then you can be made whole. Amen. The Bible said every man is given a measure of faith. It's up to man to discern where he wants to put his faith. Amen. The Apostle Paul had great faith. He could have put it in his mind where he knew the law. He could have put it in his education. Amen. Paul was a very educated man, a very smart man. But rather, when he was converted, Brother Jim Lawson, he put his faith in Jesus Christ. It wasn't his integrity that he had faith in. It wasn't his education that he had faith in. But he knew that all that was done through the name of Jesus Christ. And so therefore, when he lifted up Christ and Christ was exalted in Paul, great works were performed. And the power of God moved through him. Amen. We're living in a time today where it seems like God's people have just kind of crouched back and blaming the day and the modernistic times that we're living in for a lack of the power and the moving of the Spirit of God. But can I tell you this morning, church, if we'll step out in faith believing, God's still the same God. He's still the same Savior. He's still the same healer. He's still the same deliverer. He's still the same encourager. He's a still Savior, amen. And He can give us what we have need of in this service today. Amen. The Bible tells in the 10th chapter of the same book of Mark, as Jesus was going through the streets of Jericho, there sat by the wayside one begging, Bartimaeus. And we find the blind Bartimaeus sitting by the wayside there, begging alms. And the crowd was coming, and the crowd was great, and the noise was great, and evidently somebody told him that this was Jesus of Nazareth, and the multitude that was following him. And he began to inquire, maybe, or somebody gave him a little information and told him who this Jesus was, the Son of God. And the Bible said that whenever Jesus came through, that Bartimaeus cried out, and the Bible said that he cried out and said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And they charged him and told him to hold his peace. You need to be quiet. Jesus is busy. All of these that are around him, he's a talking to them. He's instructing them. The scribes are there. The doctors of the law are there. Amen. And he told Bartimaeus, just hold your peace. You're just a poor old blind man. But the Bible said Bartimaeus cried out the more, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. I want to tell you, the Bible said in verse number 39, that Jesus stood still. Amen. He stopped the whole show for one blind man that had a need in his body, that had a need in his soul. And the Bible said he stood still and he stopped and he heard the voice of Bartimaeus over all the noise of the crowd. I tell you this morning, church, I feel like there's some in this service this morning. You feel like God ain't heard your prayer and God ain't heard your petition, but you may just need to cry out one more time. You may need to reach up one more time and God will stop and He'll hear what you got to say. Amen. Jesus stood still.
One more time.
Can you imagine the people that was around Him? Well, Lord, that's just Bartimaeus. Just an old poor blind beggar. I mean, this ain't Jairus. This ain't a ruler. He's not rich. There's nothing he can do for you. Hey man, let's just move on. But Jesus stopped because somebody had a need. Hey man, I'll tell you what, this morning Jesus will stop right here in the highway of holiness. Right here beside Route 4. All he's got to do is hear somebody say, Jesus, Jesus, I need you this morning. I need a touch in my body. I need a touch in my mind. I need a touch in my spirit. I need to be uplifted. And can I preach to you that Jesus would stand still and listen for your need, and God would perform and meet the need that you've got this morning. Jesus told him, he said, go get him. Bring him to him. And the Bible said that they went to Bartimaeus and said, the Master calleth for thee. Bartimaeus, the Bible said, took off his cloak and he laid it there aside. He had faith, Brother Collins. He knew he wasn't going to need it no more. He knew he wasn't going to be rattling that little tin dish or tin can that he had in his hand no more. He wasn't going to be a beggar no more. Why? Because Jesus stopped and Jesus had called for him, and he knew if he could just get to him, if he could just let him know his need, he knew that Jesus was going to save his soul. He knew that Jesus was going to heal his body. He knew all the things that Jesus could do. And we find that when he came to him, Jesus said, what wilt thou have me to do for thee? Amen. And he said unto him, he said, that I might receive my sight. Oh, Jesus seen two sights that was blinded there. He seen him all eyes that was blinded, and he seen a soul that was blinded. And he said, amen. He looked at Bartimaeus and he told him, he said, go thy way, the faith has saved thee. Amen. Let that soul be opened up and it might see, and in your eyes are lead you. Oh, you need to go. Can I tell you this morning, church, there's times that our eyes need to be open and we can see Jesus. Amen. Many places we find in the Scripture where the power of God was present to heal. One place Jesus was teaching in a house, and the doctors of the law and the scribes were sitting around his feet. The Bible said the power of God was present to heal them. They didn't realize what all Jesus was capable of doing. If they only knew, they could all been saved. They could have all been healed. But there was very few that could see the power of God and see the purpose that Jesus had come to earth. For he didn't just come to heal bodies, but he said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And every person that came to Jesus and had an infirmity in their body, he looked beyond that infirmity and he looked right down into the heart, and he looked at the desire of the heart, and he looked at the need and the condition of the heart. And in many places we find where he told them to go in peace, that their faith saved them. Amen. Well, we find here at Bartimaeus, he told him, he said, go thy way, thy faith has saved thee. And the Bible said immediately he received his sight. Amen. I felt like the Lord impressed on me this morning to preach to you. If you'll move, God will move. Amen. If you will, God will. We're looking today, and I'm talking about the church as a whole. We're in a condition, the charismatic movement and our television preachers and radio preachers has learned God's people's faith in Him. And believing that a preacher's going to discern every need of the congregation, and a preacher's going to discern every need of the world, and God's going to send a man that can miraculously just lay hands on them, and immediately they be healed by the power of God, or be saved, or financial needs be met, or whatever the case may be. But can I tell you, we're living in a time today where God wants people to come to Him. Amen. The Bible said, there be any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And I preach to you this morning, church, if we'll obey the will of God, if we'll reach out to God, if we'll cry out to God, and we'll move toward Him, He will move for us. Amen. The Bible said if you'll draw nigh unto God, God will draw nigh unto you. Amen, but we got to get the priorities straight. We've got to move first. I said, we've got to move first. Amen, you know the need.
I know the need. It's up to us to take them to Jesus. I want to read one more passage of Scripture here this morning in Luke's Gospel. The 18th chapter, we find the story of a man, a Jairus, there in a city, the Bible said, that feared not God nor regarded man. But there was a little woman that came to him, and she had a need. And when she came to him continually and told him to avenge her of her adversary, and continually he turned her aside, but she kept coming back, and she wouldn't give up. And he told her in verse number 6, I believe 7 it is, or verse number 5, he said, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Amen. And the Bible said in verse 7 and 8, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? I've read that scripture many times, but only the last 5 or 6 years I've wondered what Jesus meant when he said, will he find faith on the earth? Hey man, I want you to understand what I'm preaching this morning. It's become so convenient today to run to a medicine cabinet, to run down the local doctor's office, to run here and yonder and find help, and we don't have to put faith in Jesus Christ anymore. All the conveniences and none. Don't misunderstand me. I ain't against doctors. I ain't against medicine. I believe God's gave doctors all the knowledge they have of medication. Amen. And I believe that God has gave all doctors the knowledge that they have of being a good doctor. Amen. But what I am saying, I wonder sometimes, every time we get a little headache, the Tylenol bottle's tilted and the Tylenol fly out. When we go, all we gotta do is just call upon the name of the Lord. And better coffee, a headache ain't nothing to God. Cancer ain't nothing to God. Leukemia ain't nothing to God. Leprosy wasn't nothing to God. What can I tell you this morning, church? We don't want to reach out, and we don't want to put forth the effort and give God time to work today. Amen. We're living in such a rushed hour and such a hurried lifestyle. Amen. And ain't nobody in such a hurry as I am. I'm continually telling my wife to hurry up. She's continually telling me to slow down. Amen. The other day she said, "Hon, you need to pray for more patience." I said, "I believe God gave you enough for both of us." Amen. I mean, she's got a triple portion of patience. I do need some. I'll admit that. Amen. But she's got all the patience that I need in her too. But can I tell you this morning, if we're not careful, we'll come to the house of God. The Spirit of the Lord will move. We'll be kneeling down in prayer, and God will be moving, and we'll ask God for everything except what we really have need of. I've listened lately, quite often, around the altars. I've heard people praying for jobs, cars, more money, bigger houses, more land, swimming pools, everything in the world. Amen. People desires in life. Nothing wrong with having good things. Nothing wrong with it at all. If God's blessed you, I'm glad He has. God's blessed me also. Amen. With everything I've got. But can I tell you this morning, we're looking beyond the desire of our soul. We're looking beyond the needs of our bodies. And we're looking for the things of the world. And if we're not careful, we're losing faith in God. And we're losing the sight of Jesus Christ. And who can tell? It could be that the things of this world would come between us and God. And we lose all hope of salvation. And we lose all faith in Jesus Christ. And end up lost without God. I'll tell you this morning, church, if you'll trust God, if you'll move toward God, God will move for you. Amen. Back to our text this morning. The leper said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Jesus said, "I will. Be thou clean." I will. Be thou clean. I've heard people say, "Well, I've been in the prayer lines. I've had people pray and the church has prayed. And God ain't moved yet." God don't have to move just yet. Amen. But you know what God wants out of you? He wants you to keep coming to the prayer line. He wants the church to keep on praying. He wants you to keep reaching out, crying out, stepping out, and doing everything you can to get to Him. Amen. And I promise you this, I've known God for a long time, just about all my life. Brother Collins, He ain't never failed me. He's never had a prayer sent up that He couldn't answer. Amen. There's a lot of things that He didn't need to answer because they were selfish prayers. But there's never been a need in my life that God couldn't meet. There's not a need in this building this morning if we will trust God and believe Him that God will not meet. Could we stand this morning? If you will, God will. No matter what your need is, whether it's soul, whether it's body, whether it's torment of the mind, no matter what the condition is, no matter what the circumstances is, if you will, God will. Amen. There's been a lot of times I've knelt down and I've said, Lord, it's me again. I don't know where to turn. Don't know what to say. Brother Mike don't know what to do. But God, You know what I have need of. And there's been those moments right there kneeling in prayer that the Spirit of God descended out of heaven and rested upon me, and I couldn't do nothing but weep and cry. And really, I didn't even know what the emptiness within was all about. Didn't know what it concerned. I was just empty and dry, and I knew it. And I know that I needed God to come by. And can I tell you, church, He's never let me down. He's come by. How many times have I needed healing and I've called out upon God and God came by, reached down and healed us? One time particularly, right after we was married, my wife's jaw come out of place. Within 2 months' time, we went about 41, 42 times to a doctor, and he popped her jaw back in place, set it, and it would pop back out within 24 or 42 hours, something like that. Within a day or two, it wouldn't stay in place. Finally, I got tired of it and I said, honey, there ain't nothing to do but to fast and pray and trust God. I was welding in the shipyard, and she said, honey, it's in the middle of summer. You can't fast while you're working. I said, God will give me the strength, and we begin to fast. And at the end of the third evening, I come in from work. It was a Wednesday afternoon. I said, honey, how are you? And she said, oh, I'm the same. I'm the same. I went and laid down on the couch for about an hour and got up, got a shower, got ready to go to church. And I believe it was on the way to church, or right before we left the house, her jaw went back in place. She got up and testified that night in church, and God healed her miraculously. It ain't never been a problem with it since. I want to tell you, there's times I've been laid flat on my back and feel the grazing on my brow, but when the Spirit of God came by, it made all the difference. I've been healed immediately, and immediately the fever's been broke. I've got up from the bed and went straight to life. Why? Because I believe God this morning. And if we'll trust God and we'll call upon Him, God will heal us today. If He will, God will. As they begin to play and they begin to sing this morning, if you've got a need, I want to give the altar call in this fashion. If you've got a need and you need God to move for you this morning, I want you to come. And I want you to gather around the front of this church.
It always makes a difference.
Jesus is passing by.
Jesus passes by. The devil
trembles. We can reach out and we can touch Him this morning.
When Jesus
everything will be alright tomorrow.
He always
I can't make the difference,
sir.
Boy Collins can't make the difference for you.
Must fly.
But Jesus can.
It always makes
I said Jesus
a difference.
We can believe Him this morning.
Passes by.